everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has much to say to us. He loves us. The Lord always had things to say to us people. He loves us. But people don't always catch on to what the Holy Spirit is relaying to us, helping us understand. And they do it for many reasons, selfish reasons. They do it for selfish reasons. When you have doctrine without love, those are the words of tares. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin Council, they had doctrine, but they did not have love. In fact, they hated the way of love. They hated love. They were tares. Though they were Jewish by the natural, they were natural Jews, but they were tares. And the people that wanted Jesus dead were tares. But there were people out there that received what Jesus said and listened to him and heard him and went, they walked miles to hear what he had to say when he would come near. And when he would send his disciples out to tell people that he was coming, they would gather and listen. And they gladly heard their king. And all of them didn't know. They didn't have revelation that he was the Son of God. And he worked miracles. And some people flocked to see miracles. And they ate the fish, they ate the bread. But they tried to make a king out of him on their terms. He is the King of Kings, but they tried to make him a king on their terms, just like people are doing now. If you have doctrine without the love of God, those are the words of a tear. That's how you can tell. Doctrine without the love of God, that's what tares flock to. They want God on their terms. So Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. Now some people, they see what God is doing. They receive the word of God. They partake of it. They're not just out the power. They love the love of God with their doctrine. Whatever they believe, the love of God, they're attracted to the love of God. That's why people come to church that want to live. That's why people work so hard, because they love God and they believe in what he's doing. They believe in the works that he's done in them, and they desire the same thing for everybody else. They get it. When tares can't get it. Until people walk in the love of God, that and if they have a doctrine without the love of God, only tares do that. And then there are people who are lukewarm. They didn't love God's word enough to receive it and let it grow roots. And they worry about things that of the world. They worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're going to wear, what they're going to drive, where they're going to live. They worry about the wrong things, and it consumes their strength, and they become unproductive people that don't walk in the love of God. See, if there's no love, there's no life. You can't have love. You can't have life without the love of God. But people act basically the same. Even the angels can't tell who's a tare and who's a wheat. Who's on God's side and who's against him. By the way people act and what they speak and what they do. Because people portray themselves. After a great battle, Jephthah led Israel into a great battle against some of their key enemies. And the men of Ephraim rose up against him. And I was just listening to it. The Lord had me listen to it before this broadcast. And they wanted to fight him because he didn't let them go with them to a battle. And when he asked them to go, they were cowards. And then they wanted to kill him. Only tares do that. They have doctrine without the love of God. And sometimes the Lord will teach you things that you need. And he just showed me that. That if you don't have the love of God, you don't have the life of God. If you have the love of God, you'll receive what the Lord is saying. You'll believe on Jesus and you'll get it. You'll understand. Now, in growing, as we endeavor to grow and learn God's word, you can't just learn the word and receive revelation. You also have to reject lies. There are many preachers, they're preaching a narrative that, and their doctrine lacks love. And their doctrine is not the counsel of God. And they're teaching things they've heard in seminary, the way they heard it in seminary. But when you alter something, you can't alter the word of God without interfering with the love that it gives. So if you alter the word of God to do what people want, and you preach it, you alter the life out of it. The Holy Spirit can't use it. The Holy Spirit, he speaks the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. And that's it. Whether he's a spirit of knowledge and wisdom, counsel, might, the fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, every way he manifests himself, the love of God is going to be key. The holiness of God and the wisdom of God. Everything comes from love. And that's how I judge prophecy. Because the love of God is in it, the holiness of God is in it, and the wisdom of God is in it. And he knows what he's doing. I learn from what God does. His actions and the way he portray things, it is communication. It's understandable communication. If God does something in your sight, it's communication. He gives us red flags. He gives us green flags to let us know you can go this way. But that's the dead end way. He shows us things. He's communicating. Everything he does portrays his heart. So when people teach the word of God without the love of God, anybody that do that, they are tares. And anybody that only, and tares like it that way. The men of Ephraim were tares. See, I asked the Lord, what kind of, you know, I don't know what I know what it's like to be a sinner. I know what it, and you know, there are different types of sinners. There are some people are sinners by deception, and some are sinners because they love being a sinner. Some people are tares. They're so low down. They'll proclaim God's word to deceive, with the intent to deceive. And some of them have no love in them, but they want a good deal. But they don't have enough love to get saved. And people are so desperate to win, get people to join a church and be saved. Christian people are desperate to get people saved. But and people come in with the wrong ideas. Salvation is a free gift for everybody, but you got to want it. You got to want it, or it won't work. You got to be willing to receive life and reject darkness too. The purpose of getting saved is so that you can reject darkness and you'll have true life. Life takes on a greater meaning when you're born again. We don't get saved and live the same way. We get saved and we live from the from the way of love. And then everything will start making sense. Without love, nothing makes sense. You can't serve God with a worldly view. And everybody that try to do that, if they break through and stop being a tear, but if they try to have doctrine without the love of God, they're going to become worldly. They'll go right back to the vomit they came from. People are lukewarm for a reason. And a lukewarm person and a tear is two different things. The tear never had allegiance to God, but a lukewarm person had a reference of who God is. They partook of salvation. They partook of the ways of God. And then they went back to the world. So in some cases, they're worse than a tear. A tear, they're not going to love anybody. Whether people love them or not, they're not going to love themselves. But they can act good. They're good actors. They act good enough to fool angels. And that's hard to do, people. I love God and I love His Word. But there's a distinct difference between a tare and a wheat. A sheep nation and the goat nation. Perry Stone did a broadcast on YouTube that was just, he talked about the separations. And it's a recent video, so it shouldn't be hard to find. But in the end times, I think it was the Exodus. I think it was, he called it the Exodus Code, or he showed how God did separating in the Exodus and compared it to the end times. A lot of people are going to be lost. That people believe are Christian people. See, we can't just learn the word. You also have to reject the darkness. Now, I learned in the 80s, late 80s, that you succeed when you do things in God's strength. You fail when you do things in your strength. So, when I desire to do something, I used to try, you know, as a young man, young men are sometimes cocky. I can do anything. I can do this. I can do. It won't work in Christianity. It won't work. Cockiness really has no place. It's good to have that fortitude of a cocky person. But the way you win is in God's strength. Now, if you got the fortitude of a cocky person, that's usable, that's zeal. But the way you pull things off, you do it in God's strength. Whatever I do it in His strength, not mine. And some people don't get anywhere. They learn they want to love people. They love people, but they can't get past that. Or they don't get past it. But the love of God will help you get past it. I'm not trying to satisfy my pride and show my strength. I'm trying to live. And the best way to do it is in God's strength. That day I saw this when I was at my lowest point. I wanted to love my friend that I was about to fight. But I didn't have the strength. I ran out. My cocky strength was gone. And the Lord spoke a word, and I had strength. And I came back to reality. I came back to, I operated according to the love of God. I was about to make a mess at my lowest point. I didn't have the strength to love my friend. And we got along before that. He just got on my nerves. And we were going to fight. And I was good and mad at him. I was not the kind of person that you could keep on picking at.
until the Lord told me that. He said, everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. Now, when the Lord did that, I saw how the word charged my heart. And it gave me strength. The spirit of might was in that word. I had the might to do what was my will. My will was to love God and represent him. But I just didn't have strength anymore. To the point that I would have cursed him out and fought him. I'm saying these things not to embarrass myself, but to show that people with good intentions can do wrong too when they're out of strength. And as soon as I had strength, I acted on it. And it amazed me, it amazed him, and it amazed the people that gathered around to watch a fight. And then I learned, I said, Lord, you did something today. On the way home, I said, I don't know how you did that, but I want you to teach me how to love your people and show me how things work. I prayed that when I said, because this is going to happen again. I like to deal with things before they happen. You don't have to wait till you have an emergency to learn something and make change. Some people never learn to think ahead. They continually make the same mistakes. I learned to live in his strength. And in ministry, I didn't know what to do, so I totally relied on what God wanted me to do. I didn't do like other preachers, and I wasn't cocky in ministry. I did what I was led to do. Only what I was led to do. And it worked. Now, when you follow God, see, that's how I learned to drive things out of my life. I didn't know. I said, why didn't God just drive out the Canaanites? It's simple. Man let Satan in the world, not God. Adam gave, through his will, he gave. Because he disobeyed God. Through his disobedience, he gave Satan a legal right to be in earth. So man got to drive him out. Satan made a mess. And the people of God, if you're going to follow the king, you got to do what the king said. And you got to drive the enemy out. That's your responsibility, not God's. Jesus gave us the authority to do it. And you got to use it. You got to drive him out of your life. It's your life. And your ancestor led him in the world. So Jesus gave us authority over him. He went to the lowest of hell. And he gave us the keys so that we could drive him out. And you drive him out of your life. If you drive him out of your life, he'll be driven out. It's not hard to understand. If you let him stay, he'll stay and aggravate you as you try to grow and learn God's word. But if something's wrong, drive it out of your life. We have to reject evil and receive the revelation of God's word. That's our responsibility. Just like it was the Jews' responsibility to drive out the Canaanites, it's our responsibility to drive out Satan far away from my life. And I'll have to end on that note because I happen to be out of time. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.